nikah, talaq, wafat, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, convey what I have sent to you, otherwise you haven't delivered anything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a hint of what this is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afraid to deliver. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. It is something that people will not like. But Allah gives a guarantee to the Prophet that He will protect him. The Prophet gathers all the Muslims, 112,000, who were riding camels, horses for the lucky ones, donkeys for the least lucky ones, and walking for the least lucky ones, tells them, come back to a desert by a spring that's called Ghadir al-Khum. Now I beg you to go and read how the Prophet delivers the story. It makes your heart bleed. Because the Prophet says, first, didn't I tell you that there is no God but Allah? They say, yes. What does he say? Allahumma fashhad, be my witness. Did I teach you about Salah? Allahumma fashhad. Did I tell you about blood money? Allahumma fashhad. He recounts all the major elements of his teachings, and every time the Muslims say yes, he says, Ya Allah, you're my witness. Then he asks them this very powerful question. أَلَسْتُ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. He says, do I not have more authority on you than yourselves? They say, بَلَى. He says, مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَى فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَى. اللَّهُمَّ وَالِ مَنْ وَالَى. اللَّهُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَالِ مُحَمَّدٍ. He says, اللَّهُمَّ وَالِ مَنْ وَالَى. Really pay attention to every word our Habib al-Mustafa said, because he does not yantiqu an al-hawa, ma ana yantiqu an al-hawa, in huwa illa wahyun yuha. He said, Allahumma wali man wala. Listen, this makes you believe more in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa'adi man aada, wansur man nasara, wakhdir man khadara. He divided the Muslims to groups. People who will help Ali, people who will go against Ali, people who will just sit aside, wakhdir man khadara, people who will go with him, wansur man nasara. Think about this verse. Then he continues on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and mentions a number of other things. He says, إِنِّي تَارِكُ فِيكُمُ الثَّقَلِينَ. I am leaving behind with you two things. Kitab Allah, and this is how Shias believe about Kitab Allah. الثقل الأكبر. It is the greatest weight that Allah is leaving with us. The greatest, strongest rope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is leaving with us. Kitab Allah. وَعِتْرَتِي آلَ بَيْتِي. Three times he says, وَعِتْرَتِي آلَ بَيْتِي, my progeny. He says, if you stick to them, they will not misguide you. Do not go in front of them. Do not go behind them, you will be misguided. Then in another place he says, that talks about this, he says, مَثَلُ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي كَسَفِينَةِ نُوحِ. People of my Ahlul Bayt are like the Ark of Noah. Those who get on it are saved, those who will get out of it or stay behind are doomed. And the son of Nuh said, سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمِنُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ. I will go to a high mountain that will protect me against water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't put these stories for us so we're amazed that the son of Nuh would go to a high mountain. He gives them for us to think when the Prophet, whom I yantiqu an al-hawa, says that Ahlul Bayt are like Safinati Nuh, and the people who say that we will follow anybody but Ahlul Bayt, they say, سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمِنُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ, and they will be misguided. Now when the Prophet ﷺ delivers this message, then the next ayah comes, and really we need to contemplate it, and I'll try to stop here. I'm tempted to go on, okay? The next ayah comes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen to this. Again, after everything has been ordained, salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, everything, jihad, everything else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اليوم أكملتُ لكم دينكم. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Now we can go and talk about every word, but look at the end. الْيَوْمْ رَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Brother Ali Khalfani, Allah bless him and protect him, brought my attention to something really neat. He said, the ayah before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ يَأِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ دِينِكُمْ. Today, the kafirs gave up on your religion. What does that mean, يَأْسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ دِينِكُمْ? What have they tried for the last 88 wars? Every plot, they tried to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did they hate Muhammad for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No. Because we all know the Muslim history, that they came to him at the beginning and said, Muhammad, we can make you a king. We can give you everything you want, but please, for God's sake, don't deliver, or for idol's sake, don't deliver this message. And he said, no. So they wanted to kill Muhammad to destroy Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now that this message, this part of the message has been delivered, which is the continuation of the message, today they have given up on your religion. Think and contemplate that, brothers and sisters. How can we come together? Let's be honest with each other. We can come together by knowing each other. Secondly, by knowing the bad elements amongst us. We have, brothers and sisters, an element that penetrated the Muslim Ummah that is so devastating to us, that is so sly, that's so divisive, that we have to identify that element and get it out of our Islam. That element that until the 1920s refused to call itself Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That element was fought by Al-Ahnaf in Damascus, was subsequently fought by scholars, Shafi'i, Shia, and Ahnaf scholars, and Malikis were for the most part in Northern Africa, so they didn't have a conflict with this. An element that burnt and destroyed villages in Saudi Arabia, in South Jordan, and in Iraq. An element that goes between, and brothers and sisters, Sunni brothers and sisters, please bear with me and know that I'm saying this out of love. An element that comes to our Sunni brothers and sisters and says, we Sunnis believe this, Shia's a kafir. And specifically I'm talking about the Salafis. I will tell you, brothers and sisters, Shia brothers and sisters, that our Sunni brothers and sisters have nothing but love and respect for us. I will tell you that with a lot of conviction, because I have family members who are Sunnis. I have a lot of friends that I love. Allah knows, this year when I was in Hajj, when I see the people who are making tawaf, I didn't care where they were from. You know what I enjoyed doing when I was making tawaf? When I hear Hajjis making dua, I'm saying, Ya Allah, answer their dua. I didn't care if they were Shias or Sunnis. And I know our Sunnis and Sunni brothers and sisters love us. But you know, I'm talking to my Shia brothers. Salafis go between our Sunni brothers and sisters and say, this is the Sunnah of the Prophet. This is exactly our teaching. They bring them hadith from Ibn Taymiyyah, teachings from Ibn Taymiyyah, Al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. And the sheikhs that you see who are giving fatwas, that it's okay to kill Shia, to kill Shias today. And in reaction, ignorant Shias are killing Sunnis. I promised you I'm going to be harsh on you tonight, and I am being harsh on you. I will wrap up with this. My Sunni brothers and sisters, please go back to reading the teachings of Abul Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. The reason I mentioned Abul Qayyim al-Jawziyyah is first Ibn Taymiyyah, who started this ideology, and Ahnaf get so mad at him, and Shafi'is get so mad at him that they asked the government of Syria to arrest him, put him in jail, and he died in jail. Because he was misguided. He misguided everyone. He, Ibn Taymiyyah, is responsible for these guys who are killing our Sunni brothers and sisters in Algeria. Aside from our Shia brothers everywhere. His disciple, Ibn Abul Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, has a book that's called Al-Jihad. I'm going to give you the exact reference. Last copy was printed in Turkey, 1964, page 10. Abul Qayyim al-Jawziyyah says verbatim. I will say it in Arabic, I will say it in English, and this is the end of my lecture. Abul Qayyim al-Jawziyyah says, as وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ يُسَمُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ فَيَجُوزُ قَتْلُهُمْ وَسَبِي نِسَاءَهُمْ وَأَخْذَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. As for those who call themselves Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, it is permitted to kill them, take their wives, and possess their property. هذا والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله وبركاته. It's an honor to have our respected Sheikh Islami And of course, our wonderful presenter, my brother, Sheikh Odi Hawish, it's really an honor. It's the first time I've met him. I've heard a lot about him, and I know he has been hearing about us all on the front lines as we speak. It's a wonderful opportunity to have as such a gathering where the Holy Prophet